East Salonisti have, over the years, built up a reputation as one of the leading ensembles of salon music, so it was perhaps not surprising that the producers of Titanic looked to Byrne for part of their soundtrack music. They wanted East Salonisti to play the original repertoire of the ship's orchestra, which performed in the Titanic's ballroom and French café. Being hired to play the music is one thing. Actually appearing in the film as the ship's orchestra is another, as one of the violinists, Lawrence Hasler, explains.
That was luck, in a sense, because I think that somebody in production saw a video on which East Salonisti appeared. That was a video with the title Orient Express. And he apparently liked the appearance of the group. And as they already knew the music was going to be recorded by East Salonisti, they thought, well, we might as well ask them for the picture, because we were no actors. For us, not having a leading role or an important role, it was all we had to do is be a musician. So they thought to have musicians on stage or in the film certainly makes it much more convincing than having actors to fake being musicians.
The five were originally due to fly three times to the film production site in Mexico, but they eventually ended up going back and forth five times due to delays. Those delays caused problems for the ensemble's diary.
It was really difficult because, obviously, being a musician, you have a totally different agenda. You have an agenda with fixed dates, then is a concert, then is this performance or so. And in the film world, people work on a much more flexible basis. If there is a problem, let's say a delay in the work, the next production company has to wait until the film star comes. And it's not a whole crowd or an audience which waits in the concert hall for this evening, the concert with this musician. So it made it quite difficult. We had to fly back one time for 4 days because we had two concerts in Milan. And there was no way to cancel them, so we flew back Mexico to Milan, concerts, and back to film.
And the first time they did film, there was a surprise in store for the bearded Lawrence Hasler.
It was very funny. We arrived first day of shooting, and obviously the first thing is you go into costumes and see whether your costumes fit, and then to makeup department, and they had around the mirror placed all the pictures of the original band members in 1912. And when looking at these pictures, they noticed immediately there was no musician with a beard. So they asked me, would you mind if we shave your beard? That was after 25 years of having a beard. It was quite something.
How did your friends here in Bern react to that?
It's unusual, and I was astonished how strong the reactions were, because for me it didn't make a difference. I didn't see myself without a beard. But there were many people who didn't know me.
You can almost imagine the scene as the film stars waltz away in the ballroom to East Salonisti. But how did Lawrence Hasler and his fellow musicians react with the film stars off the film set?
We had a very good time with them. I mean, we were in the same building. Our dressing room was together, well, just next door to Leonardo DiCaprio. The other main character is Kate Winslet, while she plays Rose. Then Kathy Bates, Francis Fisher. There were many, not, I guess, the top rank names, but very good actors. And the younger ones, Leonardo and Kate, are certainly the coming stars, not only because of this production, but because they do very good work.
If most people know anything about the ill-fated voyage of the Titanic, it is that the ship's orchestra played on to the bitter end. A moving experience.
That was the most challenging scene, because that's really facing death. Actually, the band is placed outside on the starboard deck. The last lifeboats leave the deck, and all the people who stay there know that they're doomed to death. I mean, the ship is going down. And in this moment, the band plays Nearer My God to Thee. And that's quite emotionally heavy.
We're not going to play Nearer My God to Thee, because that's a rather sad way to end something like this. And after all, it's a film, and you're still alive and well. But what would you suggest we play?
Well, there are quite a few number of pieces which, one knows, have been played on the ship. One of them is Salut d'amour by Edward Elgar.